Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Vav, and we are 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Vav, Omer Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, and Miril bas Sara Rivka. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chayim. So we're continuing along in the Geshmaka, Dafin, and Sugyas in Perek Arvei Psachim, specifically Sugyas that deal with the halachos of Kiddush and Havdalah. Zok de Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, it says in the Torah, Zochor es yoim ha-Shabbos l'kadsha. Where does it say it? In Parshas Yisroi, in the Aseres HaDibrois. We learn from here that there's a mitzvah to be Mekadesh es ha-Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to make Kiddush, says the Gemara, not just that, but Zoichreyo al Hayayin. The mitzvah is to do it on wine. From the pasuk of Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lakachay, I would think that the mitzvah is to do it Shabbos day. How do you know Friday night is a mitzvah to make Kiddush al Hayayin? Talmud Voimar, it says Zochres Yom HaShabbos Lakachay b'la. From there we learn that it's not only by Yom, but the mitzvah is Belaila as well. Freita Gemara, how do you even read this braisa? 2 points. Number one, Belaila minayin. The Gemara's question is, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'kadshoy is mashma only by Yom. Belaila minayin, Talmud Loimer, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'kadshoy. In other words, without a drosha, whatever exactly the drosha is, we'll see in a minute, I would have thought that the mitzvah is to be Mekadosh by Yom, not by Laila. The Gemara says, Adirabba, in Svara, you would think it's just the opposite. Iker Kiddusha Belailahu Kaddish. You would think that the Iker Kiddush should be during the day. Why the Chi Kaddish? Tchilas Yom, Abayu the Kiddushe. If there's a mitzvah of Kiddush, you would think that the proper time to observe and be Mekayim this mitzvah is at the beginning of Shabbos. So what's the Gebraisa saying that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'kadsha, you would have thought it should be during the day? Says the Gemara, Adirabba. You would think without a special drasha that it should be at night because it's the beginning of Shabbos that you would think, B'knisasai, that's when you should do it. Besides, says the Gemara, B'su B'layla Minayim. Okay, so let's assume that Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'kadsha would teach me that you should make Kiddush during the day. So now we have a question. How do you know at night? Oh, Talmud Loimar, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'kadsha. Tana Mahadra Layla V'kanasav L'Akradi Yimama. If the Tan is trying to find a makar that you make Kiddush at night, how is Zochor as Yoyim HaShabbos L'kadshoy a makar to that? If anything, Zochor as Yoyim HaShabbos L'kadshoy is a makar that you should do it during the day. So if we're looking for a makar for Laila, what does that teach me? In other words, two questions. Number one, why would you think if there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush once, you should make it during the day? If anything, it's more mistaber, you should make it at night. Why? B'knisasa, you should usher in the Shabbos by making Kiddush. Number one. Number two, if we're looking for a makar that there's a mitzvah to make Kiddush at night as well, Zochor es Yoyim HaShabbos is a makar to that. If we're looking for a drasha, then Yoyim would be Marba day. It wouldn't be Marba night. So the Gemara says, in order to answer both of these questions, we have no choice but to say, this is always a last resort, but we need to edit the Braisa. And Hachi Kamer, this is really what the Braisa meant. So we know the Braisas weren't edited so carefully. And as a result, oftentimes, to answer a kasha, the Amoraim would do their editing just to make a brisa work. So the brisa must have read as follows. That pasuk teaches me that you're supposed to make Kiddush b'chnisos. I would know only at night. How do you know during the day? In other words, this new braisa answers both kashas. Because you're right, the hashkafa rishona would be not that you should make Kiddush during the day, but rather you should make Kiddush at night. We're looking for a makar now. You also make Kiddush during the day. What's the makar? Zachar is yoyim. Yoyim teaches me days. So we know what kind of Kiddush we make at night. Mekadosh HaShabbos. But what kind of Kiddush do you make during the day? Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Boirei Peri HaGofen. Meaning, you don't really make Kiddush. All you do is you take a glass of wine and you begin the Suda during the day by making a Birchas Hanenin on the wine. You make a Boirei Peri HaGofen. Rav Ashi Ikla L'Mechuzah. Rav Ashi was once a Mechuzah. Amrulei. They told Rav Ashi, Likdashlan Mar, Kiddusha Rabba. Make Kiddusha Rabba. Make Kiddush during the day. Havulei. So they gave him the glass of wine and now Rav Ashi is holding the Becher and he has to make Kiddush. Now, Rav Ashi wasn't sure, hard to believe, what kind of Kiddush you're supposed to make during the day. Sovar, he said, my new Kiddusha Rabba. He said, what exactly is Kiddusha Rabba? it sounds a little intimidating. Meaning, it sounds like this great Rebbe Shekiddush that you're supposed to make. And he wasn't really sure what it was. Amar, see, he said, I have an idea. Anytime you make a Kiddush, for sure the first thing you're going to say is Bayer Priyagafen. So Amar Bayer Priyagafen. He said Bayer Priyagafen, the Agid Bey. And then he stalled a little bit. Meaning, he waited. He wanted to see what the Oilin was going to do. If they were going to wait, so that meant he has to continue saying Kiddush. Maybe the Kiddush that he made Friday night. But if the Oilin's going to start drinking, so that means, Bayer Priyagafen. That's all you're supposed to make. So the Gemara says, Chazila Hu Saba. He saw Hu Saba. There was an Elter Yid, the Gachin Vishasi, that he started drinking. Kari Anafshes, Rav Ashi said on himself, that his idea worked out, meaning he waited a little bit after making Bayer Priyagafen. He knew Mamanav Shach, that was the first thing you're supposed to do. And by doing that, everything played itself out. So this Gemara that we just read, these 10 lines, is Hafachba, Vafachba, the Kulaba. We're not really going to go through it now, but just three short ha'aras as it relates to the Gemara that we just learned. Number one, the Gemara brought a Braisa that it had to edit because of a few basic questions. But after further review, the way the Braisa reads is as follows. Zachar is yom ha-shabbos l'kachoy, zachreyu al hayayim b'chnisosoy. Ein li'ela b'layla b'yoy minayim, tamadoy ma zachar is yom ha-shabbos. So we have a Braisa that says that you have to make Kiddush twice. You have to make Kiddush at night, Zachar is yom ha-shabbos l'kachoy, zachreyu al hayayim b'chnisosoy. And then we have a drosha, and that teaches me that you're supposed to make Kiddush during the day as well. It's mashma that you're supposed to make Kiddush bichnisasoy, and then there's also an idea to make Kiddush during the day. But one thing it's mashma is that you're not supposed to make Kiddush biitziyasoy. There's no inyan that at the end of Shabbos you're supposed to make Kiddush. And the Magid Mishnah in the beginning of the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos asks from this Gemara on the Rambam Shita. We spoke a lot about the Rambam Shita last week, who says that Havdol is a deraisa. The Rambam says, it says in the Torah, Zachar is yom ha-shabbos l'kachoy. And we learn from there, v'tzorech l'zoichreyo b'knisasoy u'b'yitziyasoy. B'knisasoy b'kiddush ayoyim u'b'yitziyasoy b'avdolo. So the Rambam said that the mitzvah of kiddush is not only b'knisasoy, but it's also b'yitziyasoy. Great the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam's a pella. It's a braisa in Pesachim daf kufav amin aleph. And the braisa says b'knisasoy. Then there's a hisafa about kiddush during the day. We'll see a lot more about that tomorrow. But then there's a hisafa about making kiddush during the day. But it doesn't say anything about b'yitziyasoy. So if it doesn't say anything about b'yitziyasoy, how did the Rambam know that there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa to make havdalah? Very basic question. The Rambam's halacha would seem to be contradicted by a Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say havdalah is the Rabbanon, but the Gemara brings a braisa that omits b'yitziyasoy. And if there's a chiyuv to be mekadesh niyoyim b'yitziyasoy, that's a pretty important piece of information that should not have been omitted. This is the Magid Mishnah's gross akasha that he asks on the Rambam. It's from the Gemara that we just learned. That's the first short ha'ara. The second short ha'ara is the Gemara referred to kiddush during the day as kiddusha rabbah. In fact, Rav Ashi was told, make Kiddushi Rabbah. He didn't even know what it was. So he made a Bayer Priyagafen, and then he realized that all it is a Bayer Priyagafen. And the truth is that the Kiddush of Shabbos day is different than the Kiddush of Friday night. Friday night starts, Vayer Vayvoike Yom Hashishi, and you make a bracha being Mekadosh to Shabbos. Shabbos day, all you make is a Birchas Hanenen. It's a Bayer Priyagafen, or if you're using Chamar Medina, it's a Shakuni of Advari. Again, that's going to be tomorrow's daf. But what's for today's daf is that the Gemara refers to Kiddush during the day as Kiddusha Rabbah. And the question is why? The Rashbam says that the reason it's referred to as Kiddusha Rabbah is the Akulo Kiddushe Ka'amrile. Because Bayer Priyagafen is something you make whenever you make Kiddush. So it doesn't matter if you're making Kiddush Friday night, or if you're making Kiddush Shabbos day, or if you're making Kiddush Yontif at night, or if you're making Kiddush Yontif that day. It doesn't matter which Yontif it is. Anytime you make Kiddush, you're going to make a Bayer Priyagafen. As a result, the application of Bayer Priyagafen is Rabbah. It's many. And that's why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. It's called Kiddusha Rabbah because even though different types of Kiddush, Havdol, have different Nuschois, but one thing is clear. Baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech ha'olam, Bayrei Priyagafen, and that's why it's called Rabbah. It's called Rabbah because it's something that's always used. But the Ran right here says a different shot. He says the reason it's called Kiddusha Rabbah is Miloshin Sagi Nahar. He says, because it's such a short Kiddush, the ganze Kiddush is Bayer Priyagafen. So to the contrary, really, it's a very small Kiddush. But we don't want to call it the small Kiddush. That's not covered. So Beloshin Sagi Nahar, just like a Summa is referred to as someone who has Sagi Nahar, he has a lot of eyesight. It's the same concept. So Beloshin Sagi Nahar, we refer to the Kiddush of Shabbos day as being a Kiddusha Rabbah. Just one sushtal to that is the Charedim. in Sefer HaRedim, it's in Perik Nun Beis. So he's discussing the halachas of Trumas and Maisras. So we know that Truma is referred to as Truma Gedoyla. So he says, why is it called Truma Gedoyla? So Pasha, you'd think, oh, because it's a very big deal. Truma can only be eaten by a Kayin. And if a Zari, it's Truma, it's Chayef, Misa B'dei Shamayim. It's the first of all the tithes that you have to give. So it's Truma Gedoyla. The Haredim says, no. You want to know why it's called Kiddush HaRabbah? Say, Shtelsu Deran and Perek Arvi Psochem. That says that the reason Kiddush during the day is called Kiddush HaRabbah, it's Miloshen Saginar. So he says Truma Gedoyla is also Miloshen Saginar. Because we know the halacha, Chita Achas Paiteres HaSakri. When it comes to Maisa Rishon, you have to give 10%. There's always percentages, but when it comes to Truma Gedoyla, all you have to do is give one chita. So if all you have to do one chita, so it's chita achas by teres asakri. So says the Charedim, al pi the ran and perik arvei psachim. Maybe that's why it was called Truma Gedoyla. It's milashan sagino. Really, it would have been called Truma Ketana, but we don't want to call it Truma Ketana. So it's more fine to say and refer to it as being Truma Gedoyla. Just one fine halaris. Rav Ashi finds himself in this situation. He's in Mechuzah, and the Oilam told him, Likdash lanmar kedusha rabba. The Gadol Adar has to make kiddush. And they want a Kedusha Rabbah. He didn't know what it was. Right, we're struggling to figure out what Kedusha Rabbah means. We have a Rashbam's Pshat, we have a Ran's Pshat, a Tzushtal from a Charedim, but we're not really sure what it means. Rashi didn't even know what it was. So he said, okay, I know for sure you start with Bayri Priya Gafen, and we'll take it from there. Let's see how the Olam reacts. And sure enough, HaChacham Eina Beroyshoi, Hahu Saba was there, he was Gachin the Shasi, he bent down and he drank, and Koriya Nafshe, and because of that, he said the halacha of HaChacham Einav Beroyshoi. So who's Hahu Saba? Who's Hahu Saba? So Tosfos says in Masechtas Chulin, Davav Amin Aleph, that Hahu Saba is Eliyahu Anavi. Yeshayim, that whatever it says in Shas, Hahu Saba is Eliyahu Anavi. So the truth is, we'll see more in tomorrow's daf, that there's halachos that we learn out from this Gemara. In fact, Rav Ashi himself learned halacha from Hahu Saba. He saw Hahu Saba, he saw what he did, and based on what Hahu Saba did, Rav Ashi knew now what Kedusha Rabbah meant, and he knew what he was supposed to do. So he was essentially learning from Hahu Saba. And we'll see tomorrow that we learn that after you make Kiddush, everyone's supposed to have a ti'ima, everyone's supposed to taste a little bit. And we learned it from Hahu Saba. Hahu Saba tasted, I mean, he wasn't the one that was making Kiddush, but he had a ti'ima. And from there we learn that anytime you hear Kiddush, even if you wanted the shoymin, you're not the one that's actually making the Kiddush. Still, there's an Indian to have a ti'ima. So, l'chayra, the ha'ar is what we always ask. Every time you find that we're learning the halacha from Eliyahu HaNavi, what happened to Torah Leiva Shemayimi? So, this is something that Kfar Dasha Bei Rabim, something that comes up a lot, but just the one knetch, and this is the punchline, is I saw the Rif brings this Gemara, right next to that Ran that we just spoke out, and the Rif's girsa is, Chazya Gavra Saba. And on the side, in the Agoyis V'tzioinim, they say, Svarim Acherim, meaning the Gemara's Lashon is Ahu Saba. It's not Gavra Saba, but the Rif's Girsa was not Ahu Saba. The Rif's Girsa was Gavra Saba. What's the difference if it's Ahu Saba or if it's Gavra Saba? It's actually a very big nafkamina. Ahu Saba, Tosfos says, Chulun Davav Amaral, but Gavra Saba, that's just an Elter Yid. From an Elter Yid, you're able to learn. From Elio Anovi, not. Maybe the Rif held like Tosfos that Ahu Saba means Eliyahu HaNavi, and maybe because of some of the halachas that we're going to learn that came from this story, so the Girsa couldn't have been Ahu Saba, but the Girsa was Gavra Saba. Zokta Gemara Vaita, another classic Gemara that we've spoken about many times in Reg Bites. Amri B'nei Reb Chiyo. The B'nei Reb Chiyo said, Mishol Hildu Matzoy Shabbos. If somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, Mavdo B'hoilech V'chol HaShabbos Kuloi. So if somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, it's fine. This Tashlumin. You can make Havdalah the rest of the week. Really, the whole week? I'm Reb Zeira? No. Ad Revi B'Shabbos. Until Wednesday? So you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday to make Havdalah. So the Gemara, other Yosef, Reb Zeira, Kamei, Reb Asi. Reb Zeira was once in front of Reb Asi. Reb Asi, Kamei, Reb Yoichel. Some say it was Reb Asi was sitting in front of Reb Yoichel. Yosef, the Gomer. And he said as follows. So Indian Gittin, when it comes to a get, Ksiva Saget, Chodo B'Shabbato, Trey, V'Tlosa, Bosa Shabbato. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, the first, second, and third day of the week, are referred to as Basa Shabbata. So what does this mean? Rashi says, if somebody gives his wife a get, and says, I raise a gitech, al menashe titni li mosayim zuz achar HaShabbos. So what does achar HaShabbos mean? It doesn't mean mamish motzah Shabbos right after Havdalah, but Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are called Basa Shabbata. Arba v'chamisha umay liyoymi, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Kami Shabbat, I refer to as Kami Shabbat. Same halacha, raise a gitach, amanasha titni li, masayim zuz, Kami Shabbat. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are considered Kami Shabbat. In other words, when we say this halacha, that Mishalei Hivdol B'Maitzoy Shabbos Mavdol B'Hoylech B'Chol HaShabbos Kulei V'Ad Kama, what is it referring to? This is what it's referring to. I'm Rabbi Yakim Bar Idi. Rabbi Yakim Bar Idi said, Avoloi Al Yedei Ha'ar. However, you don't make a Bar Mariesh. A Bar Mariesh, that's only something that you make on Maitzoy Shabbos. If you're not making Avdolah Maitzoy Shabbos, then you don't make a Bar Mariesh. What's the pshat? Because why do you make the Bar Mariesh on Maitzoy Shabbos? Has nothing to do with Havdalah. But it's because the Gemara says, Le'il, Daf Nun Dalet Amad Aleph, the Rashbam quotes the Gemara, that Hoyo B'tchilois Priyasoi, Eish was created on Maitzoy Shabbos, so it's for that reason we make the Bayer Mariya Eish on Maitzoy Shabbos. The truth is a Rashba, that Eish has more of a kayach on Maitzoy Shabbos, because that's its birthday, hashtag happy birthday, right? We spoke about this. But Al Kopanim, the Rashbam quotes the Gemara Le'il Daf Nun Dalet Amad Aleph that the reason we make the Bayer Mariya Eish on Maitzoy Shabbos is for a completely different reason, right? We conflate the two sometimes. Like we think, oh, the Bayer Mariya Eish is related to, it's not part of the Havdalah, but rather the Gemara said it's Hoyol V'Tchilas Briyasoyu. And because it's Tchilas Briyasoy, so that's the time too. Now there's other reasons as well, but Al Kopanim says Rashbam, according to that reason anyways, it has nothing to do with Havdalah per se. It's a din in Matzah Shabbos. Havdalah is being Mavdol Ben Kodesh Shulchan. So that you could do on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday as well, as long as it's Achas Shabbato. So that's already enough of a time for you to be able to make Havdalah. Oh, but Bayram Mariyash is a din in Matzah Shabbos. It's not a din in Achas Shabbato. It's a din in Matzah Shabbos. Oh, it's a din in Matzah Shabbos. It has to be Matzah Shabbos. So even though you're making Havdalah later, when you wouldn't make the Bayram Mariyash. Amar Rab Bruno, Amar Rab. Hanoitnil Yodov. If somebody washes his hands, lo yikadish. So Friday night, you make Kiddush. Then Al Natilas Hidayim. And then you make kamoitzi. What happens if somebody washed his hands? He made a Baruch Ato Hashem al netilas yodayim, and then he realized that he didn't make kiddush. He has a little bit of a problem, because if he's going to eat the challah, he didn't make kiddush yet. He's not allowed to eat without making kiddush. So what should he do? So says the Gemara, hanoitel yodav lo yikadosh. Amadu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Marta was his mother, but Amadu Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta. Akati loy noch nafshei de Rav and shechachtinu l'shmeite. He said, Rav was not even nifter yet, and we already forgot his halachas. Why? Zimnin sagin avikim nekamei de Rav. I was by Rav many times. Zimnin de chaviva le'a rifta, mekadosh arifta. If Rav had more the chavivus for the lechem, if he was more in the mood of starting his meal with the challah, he would be mekadosh on bread. Vizim de chaviva le'chamra, mekadosh achamra. And sometimes he was more in the mood of starting his suda with wine, he would be mekadosh on wine. What was Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta trying to say? That Rav would sometimes be Mekadosh on Rifta. He would sometimes be Mekadosh on Hamoitzi. What does that mean? That means he would wash his hands on Latilas Hidayim, then he would make Kiddush, and after he made Kiddush, he would eat his Hamoitzi. Zoysay Meres, the Kiddush is not a hefsik between the Tilas Yodayim and the Hamoitzi. Because if the Kiddush is a hefsik, how is Rav ever Mekadosh on Lechem? You can't do that. By definition, you're going to have to wash your hands first, on the Tilas Yodayim. Then you're going to make Kiddush, and then you're going to have the Lechem. Elamai, Rav held it wasn't a hefsik. Also, if it wasn't a hefsik, then why should there be a loch of Anoitil Yodav lo Yekadosh? Now, Rav was being Mekadosh on Rifta. We're discussing someone that wants to be Mekadosh on Yayin, but he already washed his hands. But what's the problem? Zilbosar Taimu. The issue is the hefsik. You washed your hands, how could you make Kiddush now? You're going to be mafsik between the Tilas Yadayim and between your Amoitzi. The Teretz is, if Rav held, you can be Makadish al Rifta, you can be make Kiddush on bread, that means by definition it's not a hefsik. If it's not a hefsik, it shouldn't be a problem. This is what Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta said rather dramatically. Akati loy noch nafshei de Rav and shechachninu l'shmeitzei. How could we have already forgotten all the Rebbe's halachas? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Tom, ain't a Makadish. You're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. What if somebody ate? You ate by mistake. Ain't a mekadesh, can't make kiddush anymore. You lose your ability to make kiddush. We don't paskin that way. But this is what Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Minei, Rav Chana Bar Chinen Amir Rav Huna. So Rav Chana Bar Chinen asked Rav Huna the following question. Tom, Moshe Yavdo. What about Avdallah? Meaning you said in the name of Rav, Tom, ain't a mekadesh. What about Avdallah? Amale, ani oimer Tom Avdo. No. Kiddush is a problem. Avdallah is not a problem. Rav Asi, Yom, Rav Asi said, Tom, ain't a mavdo. Then no. Tom, he can't even be mavdol. Just like you can't make kiddush if you ate, so too you can't make havdol if you. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, ikla bar Avasi. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was once bar Avasi. Ishtali, he forgot. V'toam midi, and he ate. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, by mistake, hard to believe, ate without making Kiddush. Tosfos, without making Havdol. Tosfos asks, the grace of Kasha, Hashta behemtim shel tzadikim, ena kodesh baruch hu, maybe takola al yodna, tzadikim atzmal ekolshkein, ayin shom here in the bottom of the yomit. But either way, so Yimri Abbe made a mistake, and he ate. Havu le kos of Havdol. So afterwards, they brought him his Havdol, and he made Havdol. Amr le devisnu. So Rav Asi's wife told Rav Asi, v'amar lo yavad achi, I know you don't do that. If you by mistake, Rav Asi apparently also did this, if you by mistake would eat before Havdol, you wouldn't make Havdol. Now, Rav Asi Shita was Tom and Abdul. So why are you giving it to Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba on Malos? And he told his wife, Shofke, Zolzayin, let him do what he does. Why? Because he holds like his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? Rav Huna was the one who said that Tom Mavdol and Rashi and the Rashbam both speak out. And Rav Huna probably said it in the name of his Rebbe, Rav. Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba was also a Talmud of Rav. So Enochanami, Rav Asi told his Rebbe, and I taka don't hold to this. According to me, it doesn't work. You eat by mistake before Havdalah, you have a problem. But in terms of, not everybody agrees with that. And Rav didn't hold that way. And if Rav didn't hold that way, then Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, who was a Talmud of Rav, has a right to also not hold that way. Amar Rav Yosef Amashmol, Tomein Mekadesh. Someone ate by mistake before Kiddush, you can't make Kiddush anymore. Tomein Mavdol. And if somebody ate by mistake before Avdol, like Rav Asi said, you can't make Avdol. Rabba Amar Rav Nachman Amashmol. Rabba saying the name of Rav Nachman, the name of Shmuel, Tomein Mekadesh, Vetom Mavdol. Amar Rav said, Hilchus says, what's that locha? So many different Amayurah. Again, we're talking about someone that by mistake ate before Kiddush, by mistake ate before Havdalah. So what's the halacha? So he said, Hilchasa, the halacha is Tom Mekadish, V'Tom Mavdol. If somebody by mistake ate, you can make Kiddush, and if you ate, you can make Havdalah. Mishali Kiddush, Erev Shabbos. Another halacha, Rava said, if somebody didn't make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Mekadish, V'Hilch, Kol HaYom, Gula. Now you don't make Kiddush Erev Shabbos, but what Rava meant to say is, if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you can make Kiddush the entire Shabbos, up until Matzoy Shabbos, Mishlo Hidl Matzoy Shabbos, and if somebody didn't make Avdolah Matzoy Shabbos, Mavdavoyla Kol Shabbos Kula, you can make Avdolah the whole week. What does it mean the whole week? Rashbam says, Kedamrinal Il Adrayim Revi, meaning like we said earlier, up until Wednesday. So Ravo, in one Hilchasa, literally brought, come out the whole daf together. Zokti Gemara, Amemer Apostle Lol Shmaita the Ravo the High Vishnu. Amemer had a different Girsa in what Ravo just said. There's one difference between the two Girsais. Omar Ravo Hilchasa Tom Mikadash Tom Mavdol. That's the same as the first lishna of Rava. Mishlo kiddush b'erev Shabbos, mekadesh v'hoylech kol hayom kuloy. That's also the same as what we had in the first lishna. This is the difference. Mishlo hivdol b'matzoy Shabbos. If somebody didn't make Avdolah matzah Shabbos, mavdol v'hoylech kol hayom kuloy, he can make Avdolah not the entire week, but rather he can be mavdol the entire day. So whereas Rav in the first lishna said Mishali hivdol b'matzoy Shabbos, mavdol v'hoylech kol haShabbos kuloy. In the second lishna, it's mavdol v'hoylech kol haYom kuloy. And the Rashbam and Rashi speaks that this is the only difference. This is the one difference between the two lishaynas. The difference between the two lishaynas is that one line. According to the first lishna in Rava, if you didn't make havdol b'matzoy Shabbos, it can be mavdol the whole week. What does the whole week mean? Up until Wednesday, according to the second lishon, if somebody didn't make Havdalah Matzoy Shabbos, you can make up. You have a tashlumen, but the tashlumen is not the whole week. But rather, the tashlumen is going to be just that one next day. So just a few ha'aras related to the last gemara that we learned, and then we'll speak out one raidbite. So the gemara said that if somebody didn't make Havdalah in the appropriate time, Mishalei Hivdol B'Matzoy Shabbos, Mavdol v'hoylech b'chol haShabbos kuloy. What does it mean? Literally the whole week? No, what it means is ad revi b'Shabbos, up until Wednesday. Then the Gemara at the very end of the daf, Kuvzayin Amar Aleph, in the second lishna of Rav, brought another opinion, and that is you don't have up until Wednesday to make Havdalah, but rather you can make Havdalah just for that one day. We learned Misach the Shabbos, we spoke out many times. Very important shita of the Baal Hamar that comes up in a lot of lundas. The Baal Hamar, the halacha is ein mafligim besvina pachas mishloisha yomim kaidim l'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos. It's a Gemara, and the Gemara doesn't give a reason. And because there was no reason given in the Gemara, there was tremendous confusion amongst the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and the Rif, and all the Rishonim tried suggesting what could possibly be wrong with going on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. The Baal Hamar, in his Hamor HaKotin, in his Pirush on the Rif, at the very, very end of the first paragraph of Masechta Shabbos, says a Dover Nifla that's quoted major by the Poskim. The Baal Hamar says that the reason is because if a person would be on a boat on Shabbos, there's a good chance that he would have no choice but to be Mechal Shabbos. A boat, you're at sea, you're in a situation where you're b'makom sheyesh b'sakana. And if you're b'makom sheyesh b'sakana, the halacha is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You do what you have to do. However, a person's not allowed to put himself in a situation where there's a chance that he may have to be Mechal Shabbos, even if when he's being Mechal Shabbos, it's Hutra. Even if when he's being Mechal Shabbos, he's doing something he has a right to do. But you can't set it up in a way where you're going to find yourself in that kind of situation. So says the Baal Amar, in theory, a person should not be able to go on a boat before Shabbos because he has to start thinking Shabbos. He has to, one second, it's on Shabbos. And what happens if I'm on the boat on Shabbos? Okay, so does that mean you have never allowed to go on a boat? Says the Baal Amar, no. It means that once a Yid has to think about Shabbos, once we're at the part of the week where Medav Trachten Vegan Shabbos, it's at that point that you have to now say, okay, what's going to be on Shabbos? Says the Baal Amar, when do you have to start thinking about Shabbos? He says it's a Gemara in Arvi Psochem. Psochem Daf Kuf Vav Amar Aleph. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are considered Kamei Shabbata. And if those 3 days are considered Kamei Shabbata, that's when you're now Achroi to start thinking about Shabbos. And if now I have to start thinking about Shabbos, one second, I can't go on a boat, because what happens if I'm stuck on the boat on Shabbos? In other words, in this Gemara, that the Gemara said that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I considered Kamei Shabbata, there's a Halacha Gedoyla. And that means you have to start thinking in terms of Shabbos. You have to start bavarning what's going to be Shabbos. And you can't kind of, oh, I didn't realize that if I do this today, Shabbos. No, it's Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is Friday morning. But there's a broader scope of Erev Shabbos. That starts on Wednesday. And the Baal Amar says that means V'daf trachten vegan Shabbos on Wednesday. Tuesday, you don't have to. Tuesday, well, be Shabbos is Shabbos. Still the beginning of the week. But so we have our Gemara that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are Acha Shabbata. The main afkamina that it's Acha Shabbata, you can make Avdalah. Then we have the second part of the Gemara. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's considered Kami Shabbata. The main afkamina that is considered Kami Shabbata, the afkamina is that it's these are days that you already have to start. These are days they have to start thinking about Shabbos. Now the Gemara discussed what happens if somebody didn't make Havdalah Moitzoy Shabbos. Rav Kivegin Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Reish Tzadik Tes, now halachas that talk about Havdalah, is Mistapik. He says, what would be if somebody didn't make Havdalah on Moitzoy Yontif? Do you have Tashlumin on Moitzoy Yontif, or do you not have Tashlumin on Moitzoy Yontif? Moitzoy Shabbos, that's the Gemara. But what about Moitzoy Yontif? That the Gemara never discussed. So says Rav Kivegin, Lefum Riata, you would say that Mistama, you don't have Tashlumin. Why? Because the whole Yisoid of Tashlumin, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which by the way, the Shulchan Aruch, Paskins, and Reish Tzad, the Tetz, Simin Vav, Tzivkot and Vav, right, Damshin of a Rebbe, you can make Avdala till Tuesday. That's a Halach and Shulchan Aruch. So that's all Gebayt on, because it's Acher Shabbata. Which, by the way, in Primius HaTorah, it's because the Hashpois of Shabbos are still, right, that's the six, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, all the Yeshuas. Shabbos is Mashpi on the Sheshes Himei Amasa. So you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, where there's Hashpois of Shabbos, and because it's Hashpois of Shabbos, you still have the ability to be Mavdol. It's not bygones, there's still Iris of Shabbos. And as a result, you have the ability to make Avdol. But that's all in Shabbos. You don't find such a thing in Avdol. You find Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Acha Shabbata. But in Yontif, Loi Motzinu, Veloi Ro'inu, Veloi Shamanu, Azazach. So it says, Reb Kivega, Yesh Lachkar. If somebody didn't make Avdol, Meitzah Yontif, do you have Tashlumin for Avdol, Meitzah Yontif? Or do you not have Tashlumin for Avdol, Meitzah Yontif? So Reb Kivega says a beautiful svar. He says, the emes is, there was a machlokes in the Gemara, up until when you can be Mavdol, Meitzah Shabbos. The first Lishna, the Bnei Rav Chiya and Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph said that you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That's all considered Acha Shabbata. But then the Gemara brought another Lishna on the top of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, where there was a Lishna Achrina, where according to Rava, you could be Mavdol Kol HaYoyim Kuloi. You don't have Kol HaShabbos Kuloi. You don't have the first 3 days of the week. But rather, you have one day. It says Rav Kivega, what's Pshat in that Shita? What's Pshat in the Mandama that holds Kol HaYoyim Kuloi? It says Pshat in that Mandama is because he holds that the day always follows the night. So it's Pashen. So if Matzoy Shabbos, you're supposed to make Avdala, what does that mean? It means Avdala is not Mesuyim to Matzoy Shabbos. You make Avdala on Sunday. That's when you're supposed to make Avdala. So if you're supposed to make Avdala on Sunday, then Bimele, you have the whole day. Meaning, the first Lishon of Rava held that there's an idea of Hashpois of Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So you literally have the first 3 days of the week in order to make Avdala. The Lishon Achrin of Rava didn't hold of that. Okay, so you can have this Tashlumin. But at the same time, that first day you are able to. You know why? Because at the end of the day, the Yoyim always follows the night. So if at night I'm supposed to make Havdalah, then why can't I make Havdalah by day? Meaning, Pasha, you think Havdalah is, I don't know, Matzah Shabbos, right after Shabbos, B'Yitziyasai. That's when you make Havdalah. But just like Kiddush is supposed to be B'Kinyasai, but you can make it the whole Shabbos, so Havdalah is supposed to be B'Yitziyasai, you can make it the whole Sunday. Havdalah is a mitzvah that's meshach shaychi to ayoyim yoyim rishon b'shabbos. It's a Sunday mitzvah. That's what it is. It's a mitzvah that's mesuyim to ayoyim yoyim rishon. That's what Kivega says pshat in the other mandama. The first mandama says, yo, Tuesday. Okay, that's already himalish atayra. But posh pshat, you want to know this idea of kol ayoyim kulay? It's because that's the mitzvah. I make Havdalah on Sunday. If I make it at night, I make it during the day. It's all the same day. What would be the difference? Oh, because it's b'yitziyasai, so what? Kiddush is also bichnis asay, but if you didn't make it Friday night, you can make a gansa kiddush by shalosh odes. If you didn't make it Friday night or Shabbos, if you were a noyness or shaygi, you have a right to do that. So the chayra havdalah will be the same thing. So says Reb Kivager in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the first shita. We paskin that if you didn't make havdalah matzoy Shabbos, you can make it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's pashit, but that's all the Rav Chida Milsa. But avadik of this, there's no reason to assume that the svara of the second mandomer is not right. The second Lishna of Rava said, Kola Yoim Kulay. What was that based on? Because Havdalah is only doing Matzah Shabbos. It has to do with Sunday. It has to do with Ayoyim Yoim Rishon. Okay, we don't paskin like that. But says Rav Kiva Eger, we don't paskin that way because the Svaras are toys. Mechatesi. We don't paskin that way because we only can be Mavdal up until Tuesday. Also, if I have 3 days to be Mavdal, so Memela, I don't paskin like the Lishna that says only one day. But if it would happen after Mina, to say the shita of the Lishna Achrin of the Gemara, then it's Poshit, says Reb Kivager, there's no reason to assume that that wouldn't be Gerech. So says Reb Kivager, have the Nafkamina. Nafkamina is Matzah Yantif. Because on Yantif, you don't have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But if there's a svar that the Yoyim is Hoylech Achar Alaylo, and Havdalah is not Mesuyim to Matzah Shabbos per se, but it's Mesuyim to Yoyim Yoyim Rishon, so it's not Mesuyim to Matzah Yantif, it's Mesuyim to Yoyim Yoyim the next day. So says Reb Kivager, that even though in Shulchan Aruch it's not brought down anything about being Mavdal on Yantif, after, if you didn't make Havdalah in the proper time, all it's brought down is regarding Shabbos. But he says, a poshit, upkalant, the Gemara, and Daf Kufzayin, Amin Aleph, it should come out that the halacha is that Enochanam, you don't have 3 days Tashlumen. That's something you only have on Shabbos. That's Mitzad Kedushas HaShabbos. But in terms of Havdalah, at the Anyantif, at the very least, you would have 1 day. And that's Rab Kivager's Achra. It's a long Rab Kivager. He's a little bit uncomfortable to say this Chiddush Ayin Sham. He says there's a little Mashmoyasin, maybe not that way. But that's Rab Kivager's grace as far in the Sugya. He says that by Shabbos, you have Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. As it relates to Mitzvah Anyantif, you have Kol Yom Kuloy, like the Lishna Basra in the Gemara of Zayin Aman Aleph. Because even though we don't paskin like the Lishna Basra, it's the Ravcha the Milsa, because we paskin like the Lishna Kama. But Ein Mikra, Ein Lishna Basra, Yoitzim im Koimai. At the end of the day, you have that Shita. And there's no reason to assume that the Svar of the Lishna Basra was not Gerecht. So if it's Gerecht and nobody argues with it, the only Balplukt of the Lishna Basra was just adding to it. But you don't find anywhere the Svar is not a Richtig Svar. Okay, so it Chapa Nafkamina, Matzah Yantiv, classic Reb Kivager. That's Reb Kivager's Psach. So as it relates to today's daf, again, today's daf is just so much there. But I think it's Kedai to revisit something that we've spoken about in the past. And that is one of the great kashas of all time. It's the Noida B'Yehuda's kasha, / Suffolk. It's in the Dogel Mervava. It's in Hilchas Shabbos. In Simen, Reish Ayin Aleph. It touches on so many sugyas that we've learned here in Arvei Psachim and that, you know, Baruch Hashem, we cover on a regular basis. And it's Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Chiddush. The sugya that we're learning is Kiddush and Havdalah. It says in the Torah, Zochar es Yoyim HaShabbos L'Kachay. And from there we learn that a Yid has an obligation to make Kiddush, Alayayin, but a Yid has an obligation to make Kiddush. Tosfos in the Yid has an obligation to make Kiddush. The Gemara, Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chof on the day says, Noshim Chayavos, women are Chayav b'Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. Women are chayif in Kiddush. I'm afraid to Gemara. My mitzvah tasei shas mangeromahu. The chom mitzvah tasei shas mangeromah noshim peturos. All mitzvah tasei shas mangeromah, we know women are potter. So why would a woman be potter in Kiddush Hayoyim? Isn't it a mitzvah tasei shas mangeromah? So the Gemara says it is. However, we know by the first aseres hadibros, it says zocher esu yem ha-shabbos l'kachay. By the second of the aseres hadibros, it says shomer esu yem ha-shabbos l'kachay. Chazal say zocher v'shomer bedibur echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Zachar v'Shama b'dibur echa, which means Zachar and Shama were set together. If they were set together, there's a hekish then that bonds the two. There's an energy that brings them together. Say Chazal, you know what we learn from this Hekish? Kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'schira. Women are obligated in Shomer Yom Shabbos Lakache. The reason is because Shomer Yom Shabbos Lakache means that you have to keep Shabbos. You're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. You have to be a Shomer Shabbos. Women are chayiv in all Azores. They're chayiv in all Loisa says. They're chayiv in all Oinshim Shabbat Torah. So women have Shomer Yom Shabbos Lakache. If they have Shomer Yom Shabbos Lakache, they have to have Zocher Yom Shabbos Lakache. Because kol sheyeshnei b'shmira, yeshnei b'schira. So Zok the Gemara in Brachas Tavchof on the days that even though Kiddush is a mitzvah saseh shas man gerama, and if it's a mitzvah saseh shas man gerama, you would think that Noshim should be potter, but because there's a hekish, Zohar v'shomer, kol sheyeshne v'shmir, yeshne v'schira, women are chayiv in Kiddush, dvar Torah midday reis, says the Noi de Behuda. So if that's the case, it comes out that men and women have the same exact obligation of Kiddush. A man is chayiv to make Kiddush midday reisah, and a woman is also chayiv to make Kiddush midday reisah. If that's the case, says the Noi de Behuda, I have a problem. My problem is that the Gemara says, just learned it, that the chiyuv to make kiddush is al hayayin. Tosfos often art here and daf kuf vav amin aleph in Masechtas Pesachim and also Masechtas Nozer daf dalin amin aleph declares that this obligation to make kiddush al hayayin is that also midday raisa, or is kiddush al hayayin only midday rabbana? Tosfos has a sofik. Says the Magen Avraham that if you hold that the chiyuv to make kiddush al hayayin is only a chiyuv de rabbanon, it comes out that when a person davens ma'ariv Friday night, he fulfills his obligation to make kiddush midday raisa. Why? Because if kiddush al hayayin is only a de rabbanon, so essentially what is kiddush? Zochar Yisrael Shabbos Akachman. You have to say that today is Shabbos. That's really all kiddush is. Because yayin, that's only a din de rabbanon. So says the Magen Avraham, very famously, that according to the mandamah that holds that Kiddush al Hayayin is only the Rabbanon, and that's the sheet of Rav Rishonim, it comes out that when a person davens Meir Friday night, he already fulfilled this mitzvah of Kiddush. If that's the case, Freit Dalgam Ravava, he says, I don't understand. How can a man come home Friday night and be moitzi his wife with Kiddush? When a man comes home Friday night from shul, he already davened Meiriv. If he davened Meiriv, he already mentioned that it's Shabbos. V'shamru b'nei Yisrael sa Shabbos, v'ayichul ha-shamayim v'aretz. He already mentioned Shabbos. He fulfilled his biblical obligation of Zohar Yisrael Shabbos Lekachay. His wife, she didn't fulfill her mitzvah d'ayraisi yet of Zohar Yisrael Shabbos Lekachay. If that's the case, that means that the man in the house is already fulfilled his mitzvah d'ayraisa. He's not chayiv to make kiddush mid'ayraisa. His wife didn't fulfill the mitzvah. She is chayiv to make kiddush midday raisa. If you fulfilled your mitzvah, that means you're not mechoyiv in the mitzvah anymore. Your wife, she didn't do the mitzvah yet. She is mechoyiv in the mitzvah. How could you come home, make kiddush, and be moitzi your wife? If you already did the mitzvah, then you don't have the right and the ability to go ahead and be moitzi somebody else. So freik tonight to be Yehuda, how do you make kiddush? So the Yehuda says, 1 second, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me it's a mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, Toni Ahava Breder Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had a son whose name was Ahava, as in Rav Ada Bar Ahava. Right? So Reb Zeira had a son whose name was Ahava. He said as follows, Kol HaBrachis Kulon, Ava Pishayotza Moitzi. All the brachas, even if I already was yotzeh the bracha, I have an ability to be moitzi somebody else. So for example, somebody is sitting down, he's going to eat matzah. And he doesn't know how to make a brachas hamitzvahs. I already ate matzah. I ate my kezias. I was mekayim my be'er of toichul matzahs. I'm allowed to say baruch atah Hashem alikenu melech oil mashekin yishonu b'mitzvahs v'zvonu alachilas matzah to be mitzi somebody else. I, what do you mean? I already did the mitzvah. I'm not obligated to matzah anymore. It's true, but I could do it to be mitzi you. So it's a mefurish gemara. Kol habracha is kulon afal pishin yotza mitzi. So it's true. The man, David Nairev, he already was yotza's mitzvah of kiddush midday raisa. He's not chayiv anymore. Only midday rabbanon. Okay, but midday raisa, he was already yotza. The woman, she didn't daven Nairev. As a result, she's chayiv still midday raisa. But what's the problem? I could still be moitzi my wife because Avol Bishiyata moitzi. I was looking at you. You know what the problem is? Rashi says now. Why is it Kol Abrocha is Kulon Avol Bishiyata moitzi? Shari Kol Yisrael Na Revim Zelazev Mitzvahs. The reason is because Kol Yisrael Na Revim Zelazev. If Reuven was only obligated in Reuven's kiddush, he wouldn't be able to be moitzi Shimon. But it's because a yid is not only achroy on his mitzvahs; he's achroy on Yenim's mitzvahs as well. Right, we're not only responsible for our own ruchnius, we're responsible for Yenim's ruchnius as well. Which means if you're mechuyev to do the mitzvah, On some level, I'm also mechuyev to do the mitzvah. And that's why Avo Pisha Yotza Moitzi. It's not stam a hefka belt, I could just be Moitzi. Rashi says, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazah. And it's for that reason I have the ability to be Moitzi. It says, Oktanai de Yehuda, that's a problem. Because the Rosh says in the third parak in Masechtas Brachos that even though there's a klal of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zalazah, but Noshim are not bechlal arvos. There's no arvos by Noshim. The whole arvos is men. But by women, there's no arvus. So if that's the case, you don't have the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. If that's the case, Hodja Kushal Adukhte. So again, the halacha is Brachas Daf Chav Amud Beis. Then Noshim Chayavis Bekidush Hayom Dvar Torah. Why? Because there's a hekesh between Shamar and Zachar, and anyone that's chayiv and Shamar is also chayiv and Zachar. That means a woman has a biblical obligation to hear Kiddush, just like a man does. The halacha is that Kiddush Alayayin is only a derabbanan. If Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanan, says the Magen Avraham in Reish Chayin Aleph, that means when you daven Meir Friday night, as long as you masker Shabbos, you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush. If you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush Midairaisa, that means when you come home and you're making Kiddush, you already yotzi your Kiddush Midairaisa. What are you doing? You're making Kiddush Alayayin, that's a Rabbanan. You're making Kiddush from Akhil Suda, that's also a Rabbanan. So you're fulfilling the Rabbanan to get Kiddush. Oh, but Midairaisa, you already yotzi your mitzvah Kiddush. Your wife wasn't yotzi your mitzvah Kiddush. If that's the case, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. Your wife is mechuyev in the mitzvah. How could you be moitzi your wife with kiddush? How could she listen to your kiddush with shemei kaino and be yoitz in her mitzvah deraisa? What are you going to tell me? Rosh Hashanah chavtes amad aleph. Kol habracha is kulon afal pishayatz moitzi. The problem is Rashi says that's only because kol yisrael arevim zelazeh. And the Rosh says there's no arvus by noshim. So if that's the case, heich matzinu yadenu v'ragleinu. How is a man ever moitzi his wife with kiddush? L'chari evram. The truth is, the Noid Yehuda asked this kasha by kiddush. The same kash is really by Abdullah as well. The Rambam sheet is that Abdullah is Midday Raisa. What's the Makar Abdullah is Midday Raisa? The same Makar that Kiddush is Day Raisa. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. V'chni Sasu B'Yitziyasa. It's a Shver Rambam, but that's the Rambam sheet. That Abdullah is a Day Raisa, it's learned out from the same Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. If that's the case, if Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy, later Rambam teaches me Kiddush and Abdullah, then it's Pasha, women are Chayiv and Abdullah Midday Raisa as well. Because the same Gemara in Brachas Chav HaMedeis that makes the hekesh between Zachar and Shamar to teach me that women are Chayiv and Kiddush would then teach me that the Chayiv and Abdullah. There's no difference between Kiddush and Abdullah. They're both learned out from the same Pasuk. They're both learned out from the same Zachar Shem Shabbos Akashim. When a man davens Meirev Moitzoy Shabbos, he fulfills his Havdalah Midai Raisa. Because if Kiddush Alayayin is the Rabbanan, Havdalah Alayayin is also the Rabbanan. It's all the same. So that means when you come home now, you make Havdalah, you're Moitzin, your Mishpacha, you already fulfilled your Mitzvah Day Raisa. If you fulfilled your Mitzvah Day Raisa, and you want your wife, is still Chayv Midai Raisa, assuming she didn't have a Meir of Matzah Shabbos. So if that's the case, how can you be Moitzin? And you'll tell me, Kol HaBrach is Kul and Avel Bishin Yatsa Moitzin? Again, that's only because of Kol Yisrael HaRevim Zalazah, like Rashi says in Brachas, in Rosh Hashanah, and we have the Rosh in the third paragraph of Brachas that says that there's no arvus by Noshim. This is the kasha. I saw in the Sefer Nefesh Chaya from Rav Reuven Margolis, so he says that maybe it's not a kasha. Brings the kasha from the Noi de Behuda, from the Dogum Revava, and he says maybe it's not a kasha. Because if Kiddush Alayayin is only the Rabbanim, and that's the premise of the kasha, you could be Yoitz and Kiddush when you daven Meir Friday night. So essentially, what is Kiddush? Kiddush is Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachnoi. Kiddush is you have to declare that today is Shabbos. So he says it could be just like a man is Yoitza, his mitzvah of Kiddush Midday Raisa, when he davens Meir Friday night, it could be when a woman lights candles Friday night and she's masked the bracha of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos, it could be that's also a kiyum of Zohar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachnoi. And it could be that the bracha of Hadlokas Ner Shabbos would also constitute Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachoy, and if that's the case, both the man and the woman are both going to be Chayim Midei Raisa. He says where the kasha would play itself out is if there's a girl in the house that's already above Bas Mitzvah. She didn't light candles Friday night. She also didn't have a Meiriv. So that's where you have the kasha. How you being Moitzi, your daughter. But the point is, in terms of the Bnei Bayis and the Shtib, he says he doesn't know if that's a kasha. Because you have the Lahadlik Nerchel Shabbos. The only thing is, that would answer Kiddush. But what about Avdolah? Avdolah's not going to answer. Because at the end of the day, Avdolah L'Chari, you have the same kasha. And by Avdolah, there's no Lahadlik Nerchel Shabbos. So if that's the case, this is the Dogon L'Rvavah, it's Grace Akasha. So the truth is that B'muscho Rishon, there would seem to be a pretty basic mathematical mahalach to answer this kasha. We know there's a machloikis in Shas, Rosh Hashanah Dav Chav Ches, mitzvahs tzriches kavana, or mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana.
A mitzvah is trichas kavana, a mitzvah is ain't trichas kavana. So what's the halacha? The mechaber in Erechaim Simon Samach, in Hilchas Kriya Shema says, Yesh oimrin, mitzvah is trichas kavana. V'yesh oimrin, mitzvah is ain't trichas kavana. V'chein halacha. It's a very ambiguous line. So after learning the whole sugya of mitzvah trichas kavana, you go through the Rishayim, Zok to Shulchan Aruch, here you have it in a nutshell. It really is the sugya in a nutshell. Yesh oimrin, mitzvah is trichas kavana. V'yesh oimrin, mitzvah is ain't trichas kavana. V'chein halacha. Now, the Achrayim, the Pideger, the Prima Gadim, they all say that it's mashma that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't sure whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. And that's why he said that the chen halacha on mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that you should be machma, you should nem on mitzvah tzrichas kavana. But really, he brought two deyos because there was a suffix, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. But that's pashit, that l'chumra, you always go mitzvah tzrichas kavana, right? We assume that mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Now, if that's the case, right? How do we ever do mitzvahs? If a person does a mitzvah and he didn't have, you put on tefillin in the morning, and he didn't have in mind while you were putting on tefillin that you're being mekayim the mitzvahs eser deraisa of tefillin. If he said kriyishma and you didn't have in mind to be mekayim the mitzvahs eser deraisa of kriyishma, or even if you took a talid minim, you ate matzah, you didn't have in mind, so you're going to tell me you weren't yotzei the mitzvah? I mean, maybe. Mitzvah srichas kavana. But that's a big problem. Since you do it, the Mishnah Berurah brings a chayi adam, that the chayi adam says, the Chayyadim says that even though it's true that mitzvah is trichas kavana, and that's the halacha, but anytime a person does a mitzvah where it's nicker from the mitzvah that he's doing, that the reason he's doing it is for the mitzvah, because otherwise, why in the world is he shaking a palm frond? So it's obvious that he's doing it because it's a mitzvah. So then there's no mitzvah srichas kavana. It's a very big kula from the Chayi Adam, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it, and Klal Yisrael relies on this Chayi Adam. Because at the end of the day, sometimes we don't have proper kavana. Oh, but the Teretz is a da Chayi Adam. That any time you do a mitzvah where it's nicker from the mitzvah, what you're doing, so that, but that's the synopsis of the sugya of mitzvah srichas kavana. So Chayi, at first glance, you'd be able to argue, maybe, that it's true, the Magen Avraham's gerecht, that if a person makes Davin's Meira Friday night, being that Kiddush ala yayin is only the Rabbanon, you're really yoytza yechiv Kiddush midday rites of a mitzvah tzriches kavana. And because mitzvah tzriches kavana, some emela, you have to have kavana. And if you don't have kavana, you're not going to be yoytza. Now, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, I know mitzvah tzriches kavana, but at the end of the day, it's true I didn't have a mind, but the chayyada. You see, here you don't have the chayyada. Why not? Because the reason I daven Meira Friday night wasn't because I know there's a Magen Avraham in Reish Ayin Aleph that says that you could be Yotze Kiddush Deraisa by davening Friday night. That's not the reason. You daven Friday night because you daven Meira Friday night. You were davening. You weren't making Kiddush. It rather just so happens you were Yotze Kiddush. But over here you wouldn't have the Chayyada. It's Pashit, right? What's the Chayyada? The Chayyada is, why are you doing this? I'll tell you, I'm davening Meira. I'm not doing it. Why are you shaking Gololov? There's only one reason, because it's a mitzvah of Dalamid. Why are you eating matzah? Because Barif Taichlo matzah. Why else am I eating matzah? Manishtan, Alay Lazah. Oh, because tonight there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. That's why I'm eating matzah. So the whole Chayi Adam is when there's no other reason you're doing it. I don't have an alibi. There's no other way for me to rationalize what I'm doing. Oh, Memel over there, even without Kavana, it's going to be okay. But over here, I'm davening Meir. So it's Pashit. What's the Dagan Revolver's grace of Kasha? Freak the night to be Yehuda. And as a man comes home from Shul, he's mighty, his wife with Kiddush. He was a Yaitza. Why was he a Yaitza? Because of the Magen Avraham? He was a Yaitza because of the Magen Avraham? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. He never had Kavana to make Kiddush. So if he didn't have Kavana to make Kiddush, so he was never Yaitza Kiddush. Elamai, you're going to tell me, yeah, when's the last time you had kavana before you did a mitzvah? No, that I have the Chayi Adam for. Here, I don't have a Chayi Adam. There's no Chayi Adam here. Because what would the Chayi Adam tell me? Why else were you davening? I was davening Meiriv, that's why. I wasn't making Kiddush. So the Chayi over here, you don't have the Chayi Adam. So what you have is a mitzvah tzriches kavana. Assuming you don't have kavana to make Kiddush when you daven Friday night, which I think is a reasonable assumption, so then there's no Dagom Ervava. So then the ganze Kashne falt darab. Muscharishin, that's the Teretz. The problem is it doesn't work. You know why? Because we only paskin mitzvahs tzriches kavana l'chumra. L'chumra, we also paskin mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. Shulchan Aruch says, yesh oimrin mitzvahs tzriches kavana. V'yesh oimrin mitzvahs ain't tzriches kavana. V'chein halacha. Zokrim kidega the prima gadim. That what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you in this ambiguous circle is that it's a suffix. We're not sure. So therefore you go l'chumra. 99 out of 100 times, the chumra in the sugi of mitzvahs tzriches kavana is to hold mitzvah tzriches kavana. The chumra is, you have to have kavana. But the emes is, in this case, the chumra will be mitzvah ain't tzriches kavana. Because on the Tzad Mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana, so it comes out, I was Yoitza Kiddush according to the Magen Avraham. If that's the case, I can't be Moitzi my wife. I have Misha Yotza Moitzi, that's only because Kol Yisrael Arabians, Allah said, there's no Arabs by Noshim. So the Chayra, the Teretz is Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. It's such an obvious Teretz, and you don't have the Chayyadim over here. But I think it's Pasha, again, it's a basic mathematical Cheshman. But I think that's out Slachumra Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. But a Yoitz Slachumra, we all Mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. So on the Tzad Mitzvah saying Tzrichas Kavana, then it would come out, I was Yoitza. If I was Yoitza, I can't be Moitzi. So what's the halacha? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. You always go the Chumra. Usually the Chumra is Hab Kavana. But if in this case it's going to come out of Chumra, if you hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, so you have to Nemon, you always have to assume the worst. You have to be very negative and pessimistic when it comes to the Shaila. You have to assume the worst case outcome. So over here, if I hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana, I have a problem. I can't be Moitzi my wife for Kiddush. So that's Hajj Kushal Leduchte. If we held the halacha Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, then it's Gevald. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. You never had Kavana to be Yoitzi Kiddush, and you don't have the Hisnatzlos of the Chayu Adam, so Mimela, it's not a problem, because you were never Yoitza. I'll be Yoitza now when I make Kiddush for a night. But if I hold Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas, so it's a Suffolk, in other words. Misafik, how could I be Moitzi my wife? L'chumra, you should have to name on the tzad of Mitzvah Ein Tzrichas Kavana. So just to end with one Dover Chadosh that I saw in the Sefer Shailos Hatshuvos Avnei Tzir from the same Peter Ruf. The Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze quotes a Sefri. The Sefri says, Zocher es Yoyim HaShabbos L'gatcha. Yocha B'lipcha. I would have thought that Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah means believe in your heart, right? You should be a Jew at heart Friday night. That Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah, your heart should be Shabbosdik. No, when it says Shomer Yom HaShabbos L'Kachah, Hare Shmiras HaLev Amura. So usually Shomer means Isser Melacha. But the Sefri teaches that Shomer means Shmiras HaLev. That means in your heart. Hamani Mekayim Zachar. So what does Zachar mean? Shetei Shoyne Beficha. It's coming to teach that you have say it, Balpa. Meaning, there would have been a Havamina says this a free, that you can make Kiddush in your heart, right? You have to make Kiddush? I made it, in my heart. No. Talmud Loimar, it says Shomer. And when it says Shomer, Hare Shmiras Alev Amura. Hamani Mekayim Zocher, Shetehe Shoyna Beficha. And this is a Makar, he quotes the Shagas Arya in Simon Yud Gimel, that says that even though here at Kedibur Dami in many Sugis Ashas, but when it comes to Kiddush, you have no choice. You have to speak it out, Pepe. Shagas Arya says it's a Mefurish of Sefri. Because Sefri says Zocher means that it has to be Pepe. But said the same Peter Ruf, that even though the punchline of the Sefri, and what everyone takes out of the Sefri, the Shagas Arya Beroshon, is that we have to make Kiddush Bepeh. But I think there's another thing said the same Peter Ruf, you take out of Sefri. And that is, it's not enough to make Kiddush Bepeh. But Kiddush is an Avodah Salev as well. Zocher is Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha. Yochel B'Lipcha. Keshuoy B'Shamur HaRei Shmir HaSalev Amuro. That stands, L'maisa. There's a din Zocher, there's a din Shomer. Shomer teaches me Shmiras Alev. Zocher teaches me that it has to be Baal Peh. So the St. Peter said an unbelievable Chiddush. He said, even though this Mandamer and Shas that holds mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, and Misafik we paskin mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana, but when it comes to Kiddush, mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, everybody holds mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. Mechatesi, what's the Mekar? Keshu oime Shomer HaRei Shmiras Alev Amuro. There's an Ula Ovdai B'chol Levavchem that you have in Shabbos, that it's not enough to stop make Kiddush. You have to have in mind what you're doing. If not, you miss the whole Kiddush. Kiddush has a din zachar, but there's also a shomer. And shomer is HaRei Shmiras Alev. He says it's poshet, that's what the Sefri means. That there's a din that you have to, if that's the case, by Kiddush, everybody holds mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. There's no Yesh Oimrim that maybe holds mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana. Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana l'chumra, and mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana l'kula. Mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana l'chumra. You're not Yoitza Kiddush if you don't have Kavana. But mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana l'kula as well. Where would it be a kula mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana when it comes to Kiddush? Oh, when you make, when you daven Meir Friday night, like the Magen Avraham, who says that if you hold Kiddush al Yayin, the Rabbanah, which is the sheet of most Rishonim, it's going to come out, you could be Yoitza Yechiv Kiddush when you daven Meir of a mitzvahs Tzrichas Kavana, even l'kula. And at the end of the day, you can't be Yoitza Kiddush unless you had a mind. So if you didn't have a mind to be Yoitza Kiddush, when you come home Friday night, as it relates to the mitzvah d'oraisa, you're just as mechuyev in the mitzvah as your wife is. If that's the case, you don't have to worry about kol yisrael and ha'reivim zelizeh. You don't have to come on to all these different halachas, but rather a man would be able to be moitzi his wife. Aye, it was yoitza kiddush. It wasn't yoitza, because mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Aye, what about the man that was mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana? L'chumra? Not by Shabbos. By Shabbos, shomer esiyem Shabbos l'kachri teaches me that when it comes to kiddush, mitzvah tzrichas kavana, that's maybe a new yishuv to the Greisa Kasha from the Noida B'Yehuda.